for how long?
It's time to listen to Reverend Ebo Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel, as his God-sent word can change, motivate, and inspire you for a better life. Enjoy this soul-lifting message.
We are going to read from verse 19, Joshua chapter 6 and verse
19.
Now, Father, we pray that you anoint our lips, anoint our ears. May your word be a blessing to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord.
So
the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as ye swear or swore unto her.
Now, catch one more monk of Shishu Cronum, you know, say, Monko, Ababa, you are no Dimusi, and Monko, or Nunina Busiania, do a one, you know, Monko, and a monk of Chumumra.
And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them outside the camp of Israel.
Na omuko Rahab Rahab ho na omuko sisa onu ni na busua ni ni owo nyina di omufisa ekronu mu.
Let's move to Joshua chapter 7.
Joshua tinsun.
Again we read from verse 19.
Tidun kron ha bio.
And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me.
Na Joshua kache Achan se, kanu krebi biara wom na dibi biara wa ye dia tia osu nyamika na menfa insumami.
And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done.
Na wakache se, Joshua se, nukreni, maya bonia tia Israel nyankupon na weni 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 na maye.
When I saw the spoils, a goodly, in the spoils, a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it.
Na wakache ni se mihu Babylonia na taria fefenu eni sikane jitenu nukure ni meni bre misisaye na midi abami bamba emu ha ana mekure imu na eshe minyoma se.
So Joshua sent messengers and they ran into the tent and behold, it was hid in his tent and the silver under it. Because sometimes people witness against themselves, but it's not true. So you see, when Joshua heard it, he wanted it to be investigated.
Na emra Joshua ti se wafa sa adie sie no osuma sa yan kwankohwe se nukure ni adie no woni dem ho ana.
And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and all the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord.
Na omukoyi sanoma ni fi ekan fi e de ba begu epapemu ma Israel men nyina ehuye.
And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor.
Na omufa Achan ne yire ne ne ma ne ne dwapade owo nyina ne mu anyina ne omde ne ba.
And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day, and all Israel stoned him with stones and burned him with fire, and after they stoned him with stones, and they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day.
Now Israel foresee ekan ne ne ire ne ne mabuba akosi se moba no ekosro abeye se na bepimene esiho senia etie na onyame eyi na bufuhye efi Israel maso.
Today I want to talk about the power of first things.
Na na me pese me no woka tumi e wo nyoma edikan mu.
The power of first things.
E tumi e wo nyoma edikan mu.
The principle of first things teaches us that things must be done orderly.
Na enyoma eya ne kan ni kire se adebe biara wo ye na wo se ye ni diso ni diso.
When you don't do things orderly, you create confusion, you complicate issues, and sometimes you mess up God's ultimate plan in your life.
Na se wan hyehye enyoma anya ni diso ni diso a edin toto ya ba ede basabasa ya ba na du pempenso bia no nyame pesa wo ye po ototo anem.
First fruit was very important to God and to the Jews, that God instituted it as a feast. He said, this is the feast of the first fruit, and it is part of the feast of Passover.
Na sa abakan afashe eyade a na ehia onyame ye pa no hyehye de ma Israel fo a na eka etwem afashe no ho se ye bedi saada no.
Now after Passover, the next most important feast is called Pentecost, and Pentecost is called the feast of harvest. But the feast of harvest comes after the feast of Passover, part of which is the feast of first fruits, if you like.
Na se wudi twema fashion fi ho a ade bi bi o ma a fashion bi a wo ho e super ye Pentecost da na ansa na Pentecost dan beba eye bra eye wutwa ne a wadua no na wedi kan aye twema fashion na wedi kan edisa abakan ya fashion no ansa na Pentecost dan eye se wutwa ne a wadua no so abem.
Okay, so let's look at now when we talk about first fruits, we are talking about giving the first thing to God.
Say you can back and fashe dana. And say would the idea di kind wo ye na wo di ama onyame.
It's like giving the first part of the day to God.
And say would that was sorry nara wo mra di kind na wo di ama onyame.
It's like giving the first day of the week like Sunday unto God.
And so say eya na wo twim da di kind ye kwasi dana wo di ama onyame.
That is why when you joke with your Sundays, you can easily you can have your life complicated. Now, the first month of the year, like January, for example, is also a month that you should take very special care of.
So
the principle of the first fruit just teaches us that what is first must be put first. Now, if you are a first wife, this is a very bad illustration, but when you go into the Old Testament, you realize that people married more than one wife. Some people have decided to perpetuate Old Testament within the New Testament. But imagine that you are the first wife. And then the third wife is treated like the first wife, and you are treated like the third wife. You may have a special chair that you sit on as the first wife. It's just a chair. And yet, when the chair is given to the third wife, it can easily complicate life in the house. Now, if you want to spell go, go is G-O. Now, the first letter is G and the second letter is O. But if you bring the O first, you see that you have complicated issues, and what you have written is not go.
Now we are the three more. So what the only bands and what the canaba na oka into me yako.
Now what it means is that when you don't put the first things first, you complicate issues, you get things wrong, you mess up issues, you confuse issues, and everything becomes topsy turvy.
Now say one funny what say the kind ni kanya. And no matter me abasa, we can bomb when ye wotari anawa essence when nini essa wudidi kane banusu.
So all of us must observe the principle of the first fruit in our lives.
And uti yenina wa ya bra bom eya bakanya fashion ewase yeninara anedwiaba fashion di kano ewase yeninara yesumuye.
First fruit is not just about money.
And
that's what I want to share with you today. Money is part of it, but it's just part of it. It's not all there is about first fruits. The first blessing or power of first fruit, when you observe it, is that it makes you acceptable to God. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 4. And Abel also brought of the firstlings, that's the first fruit of his flock. And of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and unto his offering. And everything first is for God. How do we know that? Because God says so. So when Cain and Abel went to offer a sacrifice unto God, it was not like Cain brought rotten vegetables. Cain did not send to God rotten vegetables. But what he offered God was not the first fruit. It was a fruit, but it was a vegetable, but it was not the first fruit as we are teaching. It was something else. He probably had his share, sent some to this one and that one and that one, and brought something that was left to God. We don't know, but it definitely was not rotten vegetables. I want you to understand that. Now, the difference between Cain and Abel's offerings was that Cain brought something to God, but Abel sent unto God the firstlings or the first fruits. Now, in spiritual things, such things are very important. So when Abel offered unto God the firstlings, the Bible says that God had respect unto Abel.
Now, Bible say emna Abel oyi nanio ma edikan dikan edigbo afore mo nyame no Bible ma yete ase so nyame obu no.
And God accepted his offering, and he accepted his person. May God accept you in his relationship with you. But if you look at the passage we read, Israel had gone to war against Jericho. And the Bible says in verse 19 that all the silver and gold and everything, God said, it is consecrated unto me. And the reason God said that was this: it was the first battle. And God wanted, as usual, the first fruit. So he said, when you go to this particular battle, every one of the booty that you get, it belongs to me. Nobody should take it. Achan knew this. He heard it. He knew it. But he did not practice it.
Na niente onyame ka se so mukwa akuna adibi biara ombenya yesika ko bibi biara ombenya bi omfa mbren ne se na yeku edikan enu tina adibi e won bia ne yo eyo no onyame dia ekan nimpa nanso okoye no ankosisa.
You see, when people take God's word for granted, the consequences can be dire.
Na se eya na ebinum emfa nyame asem mfa nya ne wo se omo ya eya na ne chire ne tumi owo.
Oh, I mean, it could be dire. It could be grave. It could be serious.
Okay. And they say,
now, when Achan took of the first fruit, nobody knew about it. So life went on until Israel had to go for a second battle. And they were to fight against a group of people, small group, with a far smaller name called Ai. Ai, that's the name. But when they went to fight this small group of people, the people whipped Israel mercilessly. And they were surprised. So Joshua went before God. He fell flat on his face. He was crying. And God said, get up, get up. There is an accursed thing in your camp. So they began to investigate. And when they picked on Achan, Joshua said to him, my son, tell me the truth. Confess. Give glory to God. When you offer the first fruit to God, you give glory to him. Yeah. So Achan confessed that indeed, he had taken part of the first fruit. And what was the result? He was killed. His tent was destroyed. His children, his wife. That's a sad part of it.
Yeah.
When a head of the family does not do right, oftentimes it goes down and affects all. The head is everything.
Merci. Nye woman is say, Ekan, Emra, omu kwa Jericho kuniwie ya no. Na waso omu kwa ai, eko kun. Ekure ni kitikiti, ni disu kitikiti. Yusu omu shi Israel fwa pa. Enti Joshua nyani deno, baby saradi adai. Jericho mpwa ni dindo sukre swima kwa aji. Nana ai kitwe ya ni din kitwe oma shemi sa. No nyamisi jajajajajaj. Obi diadi ensese eba aba mintem inti ama mebufu shi aba omusu. Na omu shi shi mwana diya nukoto e kanso na yebisa no si o nukreni mihui na efe inti mefai.
Ekan was truthful.
Na Ekan di nukre so ofai when we are osi ofai.
But you
na,
see,
na, yeah, go na wie ya no nye ya ne se e kan na wie ade o na so e ba ni se ye ku om ne ye ku ne yire ne ne ma ene ti se ya na eti na ye busua ne ti no o ye nyoma bi na emfata na wie ya no etumi ka ayire ene e ma.
Now it doesn't just refer to the family, it refers to the church, it refers to nations, corporate organization. The head is very important.
Na enya ware mu nkuto adwuma mu asori ene o man po ne odikan no ye ti no anya ade ye a eka asifo nyina.
So God accepted Abel, but God did not accept Achan, as you can see.
Na Abel onyame je na fori body etum nanso Achan de ambassa.
The second reason why you must operate is the first fruit is because it is pleasant to the Lord.
Nye tusu mienu se ya na ye onyame ani so se wo be ma no sa ade edikan afori ye.
I believe that it's a great thing to do something for your father to say, this is acceptable to me. I really like it.
Na mi jidi se baya hunhun ho se obeye bibia ma wo papa na wo kase wo we dia mani so mani je ho ye me fe.
And if you are a son or a father, a daughter, that's one of the things you must aspire to do, try to please your parents.
Na se wo ye e ba try sa die nyina mu na wo ye no wo beye bibima wa wo fo no mani aso.
As long as the process does not lead you to an ungodly act.
Se nya wo ye no e ma wo tumi koye bibia enso nyame ani de ye na ma omuns enho ho a.
Proverbs 3 verse 9. Please stand with me. Proverbs 3:9.
Mebusem.
Says honor the Lord with your substance.
O se se wo nyame mo nyam wo ne a wo wo.
And with the first fruit of all your increase. So when you give the first fruit, you are honoring God. When you honor God, God will honor your life. He said, I honor those that honor me. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
Now one woman, one more family, baby, na yadi ame onyami meni beku omso.
So you know, when you discover something in the Bible, we need to teach and we need to study more about it. And every year, for a couple of years now, I've talked about the first fruit because I feel that as a leader, it's my responsibility to study more and then let you know and leave you with the choice whether you want to do it or not. But I want to be able to say that I made it known to you. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. Nye woman is a woken can when yami asem no nyami ye dia sem bitrawa. E wasa woman usu went to no a sofu. Oh sa abakaya for body ana dia dika for body. Won fiaka kremwani wa chre treye bebre. O treya ma yahu. Na yanka saye to mia faba wom seye beyo yan yo ejna yanka saye su.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So first fruit is a great way to honor the Lord.
And uti abaka anasa dia dika for body no eya.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
When you honor God, I said when you honor God, God will honor you. As a matter of fact, that's what the Bible clearly, directly, succinctly teaches. I want to give you a story. One day I was at a golf course with a man of God. After he had finished playing the regular number of holes, he stopped and then we sat down and we began to chat. He called an attendant around and asked him to bring him a certain mineral. He asked me what I wanted. I said, I would like to drink
Coke.
So the guy went to bring the minerals, and when he brought the minerals, he was giving my Coke to me first. I said, no, give the man of God's mineral to him first. Now, to me, it was important that the leader or the man of God was saved first. It didn't matter how far he was. That was not relevant. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So I said to the attendant, serve this man of God first before you serve me.
Yeah. It may catch you near or then sana bani say fa so fuin some man kind and son out the media mami.
Now I'm saying this because sometimes young people take some of these things for granted. You feel that, oh, I mean, what's the big deal? Whatever it is, one person will be given before another person. But when you know the Bible, you may not be told by anybody to do it. But you see that the principle will work in your life in several ways.
Yeah.
You see, expressing itself in several ways.
Yeah.
And all these things are ways that God brings blessing. I don't know what happened to the man, what he thought about what I did. But that was not, I was not going out of my way to do something to please him. I simply felt that a greater man of God was there. And he had to be honored first, no matter the price.
Mm.
And when I did that, I felt satisfied that I had done the right thing.
Yeah. Na me kan we dia ko si se enna na mafo aya ba ya nwini we num ho na se yade onyame asem tu mu a ebe pie pie wo woni ye nyina mu na ene se se woni onyame asem ne ne onum se ne odi kan na wo se yade ni die ma no ansa eno ti me hu sa onyame ni pe ye wo kan se me krai na nse se me gye me nsa ansa no no age ne de na me ye sa de we ma kuma tom yem se ma ye bibi.
Sometimes when you go somewhere else with somebody greater than you, it is important that you allow the person to lead the way. That's one.
Now,
are you listening to what I'm
saying?
If you are going for a function, there is no point. You, he's the great one. Let him lead.
Hmm.
Let him lead. Even unbelievers, don't you see that?
Hmm.
Let him lead and be behind.
Hmm.
And when you go, let him sit before you sit.
Hmm.
Now, I don't want to stretch this thing so much, but I'm just saying that when you understand the principle of the first fruit, it will lead you in your behavior in several ways, and it will help you.
Mm.
Because in the end, you build a certain culture around you that will bring sanity, stability, recognition for authority, and in the end, all of us will be mightily blessed of God.
Yeah.
Instead of doing things haphazardly and feeling that all of us are the same, we are all the children of God. When you start talking like that, you know only a portion of the Bible. There's another portion that you need to learn and observe in your life.
Me kan we nyina ma ye hu se se sa ade de kan afori bodi e ade wo mu a ebe ube hu no wa bra bo nyina mu esa se se oni obi anani afi e kwa kan ya janu mo ni kan odura mo ntena se ansa wa tena se eye na se mu aba ne ye cha jamo no nyi ne di ansa men ka se ye nyina ye yonyame ma da bi ye wo nyame ye nyina ye nyame ma nanso ye woni di so ahenwa mu ne ye wo cha kese ye cha ketoa enu ti e wo se wo makwan na ne ye pani no okwo ansa na waba e yade ehia pa.
And this is not a disadvantage to anybody whatsoever. God will ensure that.
Na because
when the leader is so honored and blessed, that thing will calm down. Don't you know that? What gets, when you pour water on your head, does it stay on your head? It comes down. Does it not come down? That is the way it is spiritually. So don't fight and say that, and all these big men and this and that, they don't, the monkey, they work and baboon. They don't talk foolishly. Don't talk like a carnal person. You must know that when you observe these things, God blesses your life, although you may be down.
Yeah.
And that is where God doesn't become a respecter of persons.
Okay.
Somebody is giving honor first. But in the end, everybody will be honored.
Mm.
So when you fight the first honor, you cut yourself from any honor whatsoever.
Mm.
And I don't think that's what you want.
Yeah.
Are you here with me?
Yeah. Ni woman is say, and young nan crofoka sa se and on your dikan ya ye jumama no no ye ye wa jumam ya taka pa nya kan se menka esan se se and yanku pondi and no nyan bi gun swa wa wwa se no su benyabi na wo kamu echan yo wasru no wa ha nyanku pon beden de gu wa pampem nyo di beguma gu su no echa natini and nutian se se yama ya no kasa and yen fia dumbia wase ye nya fi yen penny fwase.
Look at the passage we just read, Proverbs 3:9-10 again.
Mm.
Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. The third reason why you must observe the principle of the first fruit is because it is a door to abundance. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. When you give your first fruits, expect plenty.
Amen.
And you see the plenty, don't look at the plenty through your salary or your income at the end of the month. Use the gift God has given you. Use the talent God has given you. There will be an additional way that God will bring a blessing to you. So you don't have to say, me, I am a farmer, so I don't do this. The reason why some of these promises are not fulfilled in our lives is because we have limited ourselves and looking up to our bosses at the end of the month to pay us. But you see, when you read the Bible, you don't get that understanding. When you use the salary or the income to determine your prosperity, you realize that you may never be prosperous. Nah. You may never be. As a matter of fact, it's not designed to make you prosperous. So don't look at what you get at the end of the month. Believe God. Use your additional gifts. Let the other streams flow. When we give the first fruit, God wants to bless and prosper us.
Yeah.
But God needs channels that he can pass the blessings through.
Yeah.
If the channel is one, you are limited.
Yeah.
If it's two, you are limited. So get a minimum of four and more. Because there are things we must all do and wean ourselves of certain other things so that nobody gives us stress.
Yeah.
So that we don't go and chobe ourselves and get what we want without fighting on any strike basis. I'm not saying don't go for strike. I'm saying don't waste your time. There are other things you can do with your time. Something that you are gifted, let's pray about it. Something that you are gifted for, an idea will pass through my dark brain, your dark brain, and show light so that things turn out differently for all of us. May it be a great year for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Na wo so tena se na dwendwe na bompa ye. So nya me madwen a esi madwen a yetumi a. Me tumi hu mani me. Ankansa na oni ani bebe na nya me wankasa wa hyase biebie nyo ma bi amame. Amame so mu a metumi ade aye adwuma. Sa sa fi 2011 eye ya fi.
So your barns shall be filled with plenty. And you shall have new wine. That's new anointing. First fruit even opens a certain level of anointing upon your life. See, when there's an anointing on your life, it causes certain things to come into your life. It shuts certain other things away from your life. It dissolves difficulties upon your life and circumstance. But the first fruit is what will lead you to a new level of anointing that will also bring all these good things into your life. No wonder the Jews are extremely blessed in this life. Because they believe in the principle of the first fruits.
I want to receive Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. I want you to pray the following prayers after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to die for me. Please forgive me of my sins and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for hearing me, in Jesus' name. This is Pastor Ebo Hassan. All right, I want to introduce to you two of the books I've been privileged to write. One is for married people, and the other one is for those who are single. The title of the married book is called Now That You Are Married. Now, the title sounds like it's a book for those who have just been married, but it's a book for everyone who desires marriage, everyone who is yet to marry, everyone who is newly married, and those who have been married for long. It's also very suitable for counselors, pastors, and so on and so forth. Now, in the book, I talk about deceptions about marriage. I talk about seven states or seven marital states. Then I talk about seven hurdles every married person must get over in order to enjoy what the Bible calls the promised land. I also talk about seven revelations you must have as far as marriage is concerned, and then 10 laws for marriage. Now, these are just some of the topics that are treated in this over 100-page powerful married book. I believe it will be a blessing unto you. So get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages and books, call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church on the Mpatado Anaji Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's International School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.